All right, shall we all rise on our feet as we read the word of God? Job 14:14. The word of God says, if a man dies, shall he live again? All the days of my heart's service, I will wait till my change comes. The change you need. Let us pray. Father, we return all glory and praise to you for the privilege to share your word this morning. I know you are out to speak to somebody this very last Sunday of the year 2021. And I pray that that man, that woman, that boy, that girl will not miss the ingredients of the message you have for him or her in the name of Jesus Christ. Speak expressly in the language you will understand and let your word do us good. I hide myself behind the cross, trusting that I will decrease and you will increase. Speak expressly, my Father. Honor your word in my mouth. Let your name forever be praised. When Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. Please have your seat. The change you need. Today is the last Sunday of the year 2021. The Lord, in his infinite mercy and favor, has taken us through all the Sundays of the year 2021. And he has brought us to the very last one. His name forever be praised in the name of Jesus Christ. We are mindful of the fact and a good number of persons who are better placed than we are, a good number of persons who are more privileged than we do, a good number of persons who are even more healthier than we were or we are in the grave as we speak. But God, in his mercy, in his love, has preserved our lives, and he has brought us to this last Sunday of the year 2021. I want every one of us to stand on our feet and shout hallelujah 7 times for the faithfulness of the Lord, for the love of God, for the mercy of God. It is not about our righteousness. It is not about our goodness. It is not about the good food or the good water we are drinking. It is out of his mercy he has kept us. He has preserved us and he has brought us to the last Sunday of the year 2021. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Number 2. Hallelujah. Number 3. Hallelujah. Number 4. Number 5. Number 6. And number 7. May the fragrance of our hallelujah ascend unto the throne of God. And in return, he will release his blessings upon our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. The same God, the very God, who has preserved us, who has kept us in spite of all the assaults of the devil through the year 2021. That same God is taking us into the new year in the name of Jesus Christ. He will bear us on eagle's wing all through the year 2022 in the name of Jesus Christ. In his faithfulness, he will not abandon us. His covenant concerning our lives stands sure, and they shall remain sure forever. In Jesus' name we are prayed. Please have your seat. The change you need. The change I need. That's the message the Lord laid in my heart to preach on this last Sunday of the year. And the passage we read is the story of a man called Job, a very familiar story. And so I'm not going to take time to narrate the story because it's something that is fresh in our hearts. But I'm going to draw some inference from the very text we read and look at the life of this man called Job and what he went through and the reason that prompted him to pray or make this statement that we are building our message on. If a man dies, shall he live again? All the days of my heart service. Another version will say, all the days of my expectations, I will wait till my change comes. Ladies and gentlemen, here was a man who suffered 4 degrees of loss in quick succession. Here was a man who lost all his children in one day. Here was a man who, because he was highly blessed and favored by Jehovah, had leagues of friends. We used to sing one song in my secondary school days. If you have money, you will have many friends. If you get to eat, you will have many friends. When trouble comes, when trial comes, they will all forsake you as if they know you not. This is precisely what happened to Job. Prior to his tragedy, he had friends who were flocking around him. But in one day, those friends deserted him. Here was a man, highly blessed in health, enjoying good health. All of a sudden, he was afflicted by strange sickness. I don't know if that one was another type of corona. But he was afflicted. To the extent that his personal physician could not help. The more they administered drugs on him, the more he was getting worse. 4 degrees of loss in quick succession. He lost his children, lost his home, lost his friends, lost his health. Ladies and gentlemen, such man truly needs help. He truly needs change. But the change we are talking about here, that Job earnestly cried for, is consequent upon something. And what was it? It is consequent upon waiting. Job said, all the days of my expectation, I will wait. Without that waiting, that change wouldn't come. In fact, the change didn't come so quickly. It took a period of waiting. Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. It is consequent upon waiting. As we juxtapose or apply what happened to Job to our own context, may I ask, who is that man that needs a change? 7 indices will show that a man needs a change. Number one, a man who found himself in the wrong place needs a change. Number two, when your input is not equal your output, or when you put in effort, you put in maximum effort, and you are getting minimum results, that person needs change. Number three, when you are stagnant and you are redundant, continuing to occupy one position month after month, year after year, you need a change. Number five, when you are living a life that is devoid of fulfillment, that person needs a change. Number six, when you are weighed down by the burdens of life, you need a change. Ladies and gentlemen, who needs a change? The person whom you found all of these indices in his life or her life needs a change. And the last one, the seventh one, when you are running and yet you are not making progress in the race, you need a change. Some persons are running in one circle. The more they run, the more they remain in one position. We travel to Jordan. I remember with Auntie Ejiro, we went to the gym in one of the hotels where we lodged. And in the gym, there is this device that you just hold two handles and the thing will be rolling. And as you are rolling, you are running forward. You are running forward and yet you are in one position. You keep running and you are not moving forward. Yet you are running. That man needs a change. I pray for somebody from this altar this morning. Whatever power that has held you bound and restricted you, that you can't make forward as you holler, amen. That power dies from your life in the name of Jesus Christ. I said that power dies from your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Every satanic roadblock, every satanic roadblock that has been put in front of you, that the more effort you make, the more back or retrogression that is taking place in your life, by your amen, you overcome in the name of Jesus Christ. That man said, jump and pass. Whatever power that tend to fight and struggle with you to stop you from achieving your aim in life, you go jump and pass in the name of Jesus Christ. If I'm praying for you, you will say a better amen. The change you need. Number one is a change of enlargement. For us to appreciate the message of what Job went through after he lost everything, including his health, it got to a level where the wife whom he paid his dowry came to him and said, oh boy, the thing where they happen for you, so not the ordinary hand, your hand no clean. Instead of you to continue, me, I don't tire to pack excreta. I don't tire to carry you go beat. Curse God and die. It was as bad as that. No family, no brother, no sister, no friend, even wife deserted Job. Job will say, even if God slays me, even if God kills me, I will trust him. Rather than me curse God, I will curse the day I was born. That day should be expunged from the calendar of life. I do not intend to preach a long message today, but for us to appreciate what happened to this Job hereafter, media, give me Job chapter 42, verse 11. That's where I'm building my message on. 4 points I'll submit and I'll be true. Job chapter 42, verse 11. Yes, thank you. Then all his brothers, all his sisters, those who had been his acquaintances before, came to him and ate food with him in his house. They consoled him, they comforted him for all the adversity that the Lord had brought upon him. Each one gave him a piece of silver and each a ring of gold. Whatever you have lost to the devil, either by error or by omission, by reason of the change the Lord is bringing to you, before you cross over into 2022, Jehovah will open the door and you will receive and recover back in trickles in the name of Jesus Christ. I say you will recover in the name of Jesus Christ. I say you will recover in the name of Jesus Christ. When God turned around the fortune of Job, when God decided to give the change Job cried for in chapter 14, when it eventually came in chapter 42, scripture says those who abandoned him, they all returned. Those who looked down on him, they all returned. God decided to enlarge the coast of Job to the extent that even those who were having were coming to bless Job. The more they gave to Job, the more Job was multiplying. I speak with the voice of prophecy to somebody in the house. You have lost certain things out, either by mistake or by error. But because the change you yearn for is visiting you today, there shall be total recovery in the name of Jesus. I said there shall be total recovery in the name of Jesus Christ. Jabez said, God, enlarge my coast. One of the prayers we are going to pray into the new year is that God will enlarge our coast. When God enlarged the coast of Job, all those who abandoned him, they ran back to him. All those who said, it's over for you, the brothers, sisters, where were they when his travail lasted? They all returned. Poverty is an orphan. Wealth has many friends and acquaintances. I pray for you from this altar this morning that the Lord will enlarge your coast in the name of Jesus Christ. I said, Jehovah will enlarge your coast in the name of Jesus Christ. People will come to join you in celebration. I don't like your amen. If you believe in prayer, your amen will be better than that. The change you need, number two, is not only the change of enlargement, it's also the change of succor. By succor, I'm talking about encouragement. We have an axiom in Urobo. Anu nuro wedo. Okay, she the same people who told Job, your sin is responsible for what you are going through, they were the same people that came and said, Oga, you are lucky. Now we know the truth. Now we know that your hands are clean. Now we know that it was not intentional. You were not responsible for your predicament. God has shown forth his power in your life. All those who ridicule you, mock you, laugh at you because you have not been able to possess your miracle by your amen, the Lord will close their mouth in the name of Jesus Christ. They will eat their word in the name of Jesus Christ. The psalmist says, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, who were like them that dreamt, and they came and they said, God has done great things for them. May that be your testimony in the name of Jesus. Every situation that make people to look down on you, may Jehovah give you succor in the name of Jesus. Number three, the change you need is not only the change of enlargement, it's not only the change of succor, it is the change of recovery. Somebody say recovery. I didn't hear your mouth. Come on, holla, say recovery. Media, give me Job 42 verse 12. Job chapter 42 verse 12. Quickly. Job 42 12. Thank you. Now the Lord blessed the latter days of Job more than his beginning. Did you hear that? For he had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camel, 1,000 yoke of oxen, 1,000 female donkey. How God did it, I do not know. It was a miracle of one day. Somebody say one day. I can't hear your mouth. I say, Allah, you say one day. When God decides to turn your fortune around, it doesn't have to wait for years. It's a miracle of one day. I pray for you from this altar. One day miracle that will take you from where you are to where you ought to be. As you shout amen, receive in the name of Jesus Christ. I say receive in the name of Jesus Christ. One day miracle. The fortune of Job was turned around. How it happened, I do not know. But just one day, suddenly, when the Bible says suddenly, Uroboma say, Brekete turned the situation of Job around. I pray for you from this altar. May the miracle of Brekete catch up with you in the name of Jesus Christ. The miracle of suddenly, as you shout amen, it belongs to you in the name of Jesus Christ. I say it belongs to you in the name of Jesus Christ. All that Job had lost, verse 42, the Bible says, the latter days of Job were better than the former. No wonder the Bible says, better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. Your yesterday will never be better than your tomorrow. You didn't hear my prayer. You will say better, amen. I say your yesterday will never be better than your tomorrow. Your yesterday will never be better than your tomorrow. In the name of Jesus Christ. As the day breaks, you are getting better. You are getting better. You are getting closer to your destiny. You are getting closer to the manifestation of God's presence in your life. If I'm praying for you, say, I receive, I receive, I receive. I didn't hear you say, I receive, I receive, I receive. May you recover whatever the devil has stolen from you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Anything you lost by default or by error, by the authority of heaven, I ask you recover in the name of Jesus Christ. You recover in the name of Jesus Christ. Lastly, the change you need is not just the change of enlargement, not just that of succor, not that just that of recovery, but it is also that of longevity. In verse 16, Job 42:16, media help me. Job 42:16. Thank you. After this, Job lived 140 years and saw his children and grandchildren unto the fourth generation. We call it Sakogodi. Somebody, every power of darkness that is out to terminate your life abruptly, you overcome in the name of Jesus Christ. You will not die before your time. Those who prepare a casket and they mention your name into it, you will attend their obituary. You didn't hear my prayer. I say you will attend their obituary. Those who thought you are going to die before your time, you will attend their obituary. Amen. Who prepared a gallows for Mordecai? He died in his own gallows. Anyone who prepares a gallows and mention your name into it, I give the gallows to that person in the name of Jesus Christ. Revelation says, and they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of their testimony. Your amen, like my pastor would say, is your signature. As you shout amen, that miracle belongs to you in the name of Jesus Christ. You will not die before your time. No strange sickness will terminate your life. No arrow of the devil will find its way into your life. Those who prepare to attend your obituary, I decree from this altar of mercy, you will attend the obituary. I say you will attend the obituary. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Stand on your feet. I'm closing. This is the last Sunday of the year 2021. I just want to make some prophetic declaration. If you can catch it, it will work for you. Based on the word of God that we have heard, all that you need is your faith and your absolute confidence and belief that God is able to do it. So your amen is all I need from you now to receive this. I pray for you from this altar of mercy. The change you desire in life by your amen, receive it in the name of Jesus. The change you desire in life by your amen, I say receive it in the name of Jesus. Number two, the change you desire in life, may that change come to you speedily in the name of Jesus. The miracle of suddenly. When God visits, it doesn't take a long time. The woman with the issue of blood, it was within seconds that her story changed. Blind Bartimaeus, it was just a word from Jesus. The man by the pool of Bethesda, it's just a word that terminated the reproach of 40-something years. I pray for you from this altar. As you shout amen, the speed that will take you from where you are to where you ought to be, receive it in the name of Jesus. I said, receive it in the name of Jesus. I said, receive it in the name of Jesus. I said, receive it in the name of Jesus. I said, receive it in the name of Jesus. Number four, I pray for you from this altar. Because the change God has ordained for you is coming to you speedily, every power of delay that has been pending your miracle by the reason of your amen, that power of delay expires in the name of Jesus. Delay expires in the name of Jesus. Delay expire in the name of Jesus. I pray for you from this altar. May Jehovah, the Almighty God, whose name is El Gibor, remove every speed breaker. Yes, every speed breaker from your highway of life in the name of Jesus Christ. I said, may he remove every speed breaker off your way in the name of Jesus. Nothing will limit your speed in life. You will get to your destination. You will get to your place of fulfillment. The change that will cause a turnaround in your life. The change that will cause a turnaround in your life. That will make people to come to you and tell you congratulations. By your amen, receive that change in the name of Jesus Christ. Finally, I see everything turning around for your good. I see somebody taking a new dancing step in 2022. I see celebration in somebody's house in 2022. I see people telling somebody congratulations in 2022. I see joy and jubilation in your home in 2022. If you believe it, you will say, I receive, I receive, I receive, I receive. So shall it be. And every decree I have placed upon heaven on your behalf, they will work and manifest in your life. In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, and in the name of God the Holy Spirit. Somebody shout amen 7 times. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. I can see everything turning around, turning around for my good. I can see everything
turning around, turning around, turning around for my good.
I can see everything
turning around,
everything
turning around,
everything
turning around.